You know, I had another video that I wanted to talk about, you know, in relation to Fortnite dying and everybody taking off, the content creators switching over to other games. And I had, like I said, one more video that I was planning on the topic, but then I saw Evolve Jake upload, is Fortnite Battle Royale dying in 2025? And unfortunately, we are going to be having the same topic of video in a row, because I am very interested in what Jake has to say. If you guys don't know, I have always really enjoyed Jake's videos, and out of everybody in the space, I value his opinion more so than the vast majority of content creators out there. So today we are going to be doing another reaction just like we did with the Cypher PK video. So hopefully it's still unique enough. I was just really, really interested in what Jake had to say. I was like, you know what? We'll stop. We'll make a video on it. Why not, right? Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another video. If you are new here, my name is Kyle. I am your guy with 20 YouTube Plint channels. Please go show Evolve Jake some love in the pinned comment description down below. Phenomenal channel. I know we don't talk about him enough over here.
What is up, guys? In this video, we're going to be talking about whether or not I think Fortnite is dying, because this has been a hot topic recently in the community, as it is like seemingly every other month or so.
Since 2018, since Chapter 1 Season 5, I don't want to repeat my talking points that we've done in the last video, so we're gonna hear them out, okay? But in general, if you happen to not catch those videos, if you happen to be new to the channel, I think that everybody is overreacting. I believe there's a conversation to be had when it comes to creators jumping ship from Fortnite, but the game itself is in a still great state.
As always, if you guys do enjoy this video, find it helpful, informative, or interesting, remember to give it a like, subscribe if you like to see more, comment down below, you know, what you think of the current state of Fortnite and whether or not you think the game is dying. Let's get right into it. So for starters, I do not think Fortnite is dying. Whether or not a game is dying, or, you know, that discussion, I think really depends on what people mean by a game is dying. Like, some people mean a game...
But the thing is, it doesn't matter what some people mean. Is the game dying or is it not? This has been a big problem with a lot of people. You know, the whole thing where it's like, well, Fortnite's dead for me, so it's dead. What do you mean it's dead for you? What do you mean? No, it's either dead or it's not. And the answer to the question, is Fortnite dying, is no, it's not dying.
It's dying because it's less popular than it once was. And then that would reach an inevitable point where, you know, no one plays the game anymore because the player base is trending downward. So, like, if things aren't constant growth, then therefore a game is dying. And I think that is a very unrealistic way to look at things. I think games will naturally have, like, high and low points.
And Fortnite, out of all of the games, has had the most natural high and low points. Fortnite is bouncing around all the time. And just you wait, guys. And the upcoming Simpsons season, I struggle to see that being majorly successful. But as soon as Epic Games gets over to Chapter 7, it's going to be like, the player count's going to be up again. Everybody's going to be like, oh my god, Epic Games did it. Fortnite's so back. Oh my god. And then they're going to get a little bit bored from playing over and over again, because we can't take playing the same update a little bit longer because everybody's attention spans have been fried. Everybody's more miserable. I believe that contributes to one of the reasons why people have been getting off of things like Battle Royales, but it's just a cycle that's been repeating itself for so long at this point.
A game like Fortnite cannot continuously just one-up itself and compete with like 2018 Fortnite player count and interest, or even like the OG season we had at the end of 2023 interest. Like, that's just, those numbers were never going to stay the same, even if Epic did everything perfectly.
Yeah, again, at the beginning, like, I'm talking OG, like the original OG version of Fortnite, there is no topping that, because you had the entire world playing this game. You can't possibly top that. So of course, when we're comparing the player numbers, of course the game is going to look like it's in a bad spot. But we still have well over a million people playing this game concurrently at a time. That is an incredible state for a game. And honestly, I was a little bit back and forth on this opinion on whether or not OG should be permanent, but now that OG has been permanent, and I still wish that Epic Games would take care of a lot of issues within OG, but I think if they would have just brought back OG once a year, like some content creators have been suggesting, I think that they've been proven right, because that could just take over the world yearly as time goes on.
In my opinion, a game is dying when it is progressing towards a point where it doesn't make sense for it to get support anymore in the near future. Like, there will be a point in time one day where, you know, Fortnite Battle Royale isn't played anymore. I don't think that's happening anytime in the near future. But if,
assuming that Epic Games is still working on it as much as they're working on, I don't see that happening ever.
Eventually, that time will come, right? Like, everything will, you know, get cycled out at some point or replaced at some point. But as I said, that's in the near future. I don't think that's anywhere within, like, the realm of being soon in Fortnite.
Yeah, if anything, we're talking, like, 10-plus years.
Like, Fortnite's player count is down, and, like, the game is certainly less popular than it once was, but I don't think it is near the point of being shut down even remotely. Or
It's not even, like, we have to talk about, like, the point of it, like, being shut down remotely or something like that. The game is still majorly successful, as we talked about in the previous video, guys. Do you know how many games would kill for the player numbers that Fortnite has? This game is one of the most successful games of all time.
You know, being close to the point where it doesn't make sense for Epic to continue to update and maintain the game. It's just that nowhere near that. It is still one of the most popular games on Earth. Like, point blank, end of, like, discussion. Fortnite's at a low point, but it's still one of the most played games there is.
And yeah, Fortnite's low point is better than every other game. And a lot of games combined.
We are definitely at a low point, but I don't really think that is much of a problem at all. I think that is very natural for a game like Fortnite, a live service game that gets constant seasons and updates. We'll get to that yearly cycle in a bit. But as far as the current season goes, I think the current season is actually really solid. And the amount of changes and updates we have gotten have actually been surprising. It's only been a month. It started early August, and it is September 9th as of the time I'm recording this. So it's only been a month. But we initially had the medallions for a week or so, I think, maybe 2 weeks. Those got removed. The Wrecker Revolver got nerfed. And so we went from like a double Wrecker Revolver meta with medallions to being something different.
Now, I know he's going to talk about more updates, and I think that the content throughout Chapter 6 in general has been amazing. For me personally, the bot issue and the pace of the game issue and the skill-based matchmaking issue is stopping me from enjoying Battle Royale, and it's making me play things like Reload, and I've been really, really enjoying Fortnite Ballistic lately. If Epic Games were to fix, and I've said this constantly, which I know won't happen, but if Epic Games were to fix bots, make them optional, and get rid of leaks or put a stop to it, like I'm talking about strong leaks so we didn't know things like the Red Keep was coming, that type of thing, then Fortnite would just be on top of the world just as it was in Chapter 1. I think the content this season has been great. I think the content throughout Chapter 6 has been great. I mean, content-wise, like what Epic Games has been adding, not the YouTube content. I think it's all been really fun, and these seasons could have been and went down as one of the greatest seasons of all time, but the bot problem has been so bad that it's stopping me from enjoying this game.
We had the Shockwave launcher at one point that got removed. We had the shock, and then a period of time where there was less mobility until eventually the Shockwave hammer came in. We just had a weekend exclusive update where we had like the Hollow Twister and the Grapple Glove returning, which are like some fan favorite items. I think the amount of change we've gotten this season in just this first month has been a surprising amount. I've seen a lot of people say that it stayed the same. But I think if you look at most Fortnite seasons, like the opening month of it, this one might have gotten some of the most amount of change. Like,
now, again, like Jay said, I would have to look into that as well. But I'm inclined to believe that it does seem like we've gotten a lot more than usual.
The main mobility item changed from, you know, Shockwave Launcher to Shockwaves to now the Shockwave Hammer.
And we got the Roly Poly Oly.
The medallions being removed was a huge shakeup for the game. Double Wrecker Revolver being patched was a huge shakeup for the game. The exotics we've had have been swapped out. I think it is very disingenuous to act like this season hasn't had any sort of changes or meta changes throughout the course of it. And we also had Utopia City getting destroyed. So,
and this is why I've always liked Jake, man. He has always looked at things, you know, as logically as he possibly could while inserting his opinion. And I've always really, really enjoyed listening to him talk, guys. If you are not following this channel, again, link in the pinned comment description down below. I love his content, truthfully.
I get that some people might not like this season, and if you think it's the worst season of all time, that's fine. But to act like it hasn't changed at all, I think is pretty unreasonable. And now we're going to get to the point where, like I said, Fortnite is a game with a yearly cycle at this point. From 2022 onward, so like Chapter 3 onward, we have had yearly Fortnite chapters. And my opinion on a yearly cycle like this is that the older a chapter is, the less interest players are going to have in it. And that,
oh yeah, 100%. Again, like I said, there are a variety of reasons for this, but people can't take like playing on the same thing anymore. People constantly need the new updates. People constantly need the new map. People constantly need to be stimulated by something. And the Battle Royale isn't exactly for people like, you know, post-2020 TikTok.
That means where we currently are in the calendar, September is pretty much always going to be a low point for Fortnite, because for the past few years, we've had a new chapter starting in December, and then even a month-long mini season in November. So chapters really run like December to October, or December to November, kind of, with that mini season, you know, taking up November. I think it's very natural for a yearly release game like this, if you look at chapters as like the yearly thing for Battle Royale, player count and interest and hype will peak when the new chapter comes out, so in December. And then it will just go down over time until the new chapter begins.
And that's a good way to put it. And for the yearly cycle that we're in right now, the state of the game right now, I definitely agree with that. But I think, and look how successful Epic Games was throughout, and I know that like people did get tired of the map eventually. I still think that like if the game was properly functioning, about a year and a half would be great for a chapter. But that's a little bit of a conversation for another time. If they fixed what I said to fix, and like you fix the bot problem, you fix the leaks problem, you can keep people entertained enough to continuously play on this map. And that's something that Fortnite's been missing for a long time, is we don't make these same memories on the map. Do you guys remember what it was like saying goodbye to the Chapter 1 and the Chapter 2 maps? Because we spent so much time on it. But because that Fortnite charm that people talk about no longer exists, we don't care about it and we're just ready for a new map and a new chapter. Could you imagine all of these updates if they didn't get leaked, if we did not know about these updates? The surprise factor, Epic Games just promoted it the day of that it came out, everybody jumping online, everybody trying it out. Then people would be more comfortable with staying on the map longer. They were comfortable with that in Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. By the end, people got testy, okay? But it wasn't nearly like the problem that it was. But for what Jake is saying, for the state of the game right now, the yearly cycle that he's talking about, the player count going down, he's correct in saying that.
And there will always be peaks and valleys. And I'm going to be comparing Fortnite to COD for this reason, because Call of Duty is also a yearly release game. You know, there's differences between the game. Sure, Fortnite's free, whatever. But looking at the player count we have on screen now, we only have data from March 2023 onward as far as like the actual player count of the game goes, because that's when Fortnite started showing it publicly. And as you...
And guys, I'm still not above the idea. And I know some people think I'm crazy for this. I'm not above the idea that the player counts are just fabricated, even on, especially on UEFN maps. I just don't know whether or not I want to believe it, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Can see... There's usually a low-ish point in September. Chapter 4 was like actually kind of consistent. You see it rises when a new season happens, like these little peaks or new seasons. And then it shot right up in end of November 2023. What was that? That was the OG season. And then kind of went down over the course of it. And you see brief rises for new seasons, but that always goes down afterwards. Like the new season.
Now, he's right in what he's saying, but what a lot of people have been bringing up is that year to year, those numbers still are lowered. Like, follows the same pattern, but the numbers are lowered. But I would also counter that argument in saying that it doesn't matter because the game is still majorly, majorly, majorly successful.
And add some hype and maintain some players and bring some people back. But it almost always goes down afterwards until we get to what is the low point again, like September-ish. That looks like the lowest point of Chapter 5, maybe actually June was. But September is a consistent low point in the game. And then we see rises towards the end of the year for the new chapters. This number is incredibly unreasonable. This was like the player count for the live event. This isn't like normal day-to-day.
Wait, it was in 2024? What live event was that? Oh my God, I'm having a blank. 2024? Well, what live event was that? What? No. Was it the Juice WRLD one? Yeah, it must have been, eh? Wow, eh? Holy.
Player count, I don't think. And then it goes down, and then now we're at the point where we're in September again. So I think every year, around September, October time, you'll see like a brief increase in October for Fortnite Mares, because that's usually a big update. And then November with like whatever they do, mini season.
And look, the vast majority of times, Epic Games puts a lot of work into Fortnite Mares, and a lot of people are really happy with that update, and all of a sudden the game's not dying. But as soon as we get into the new season, people will be like, oh my God, this is so peak. Again, Simpson season might be a little bit of an exception to that, and then the season will continue on. Oh, Fortnite's dying. I personally am bored with it, so, you know, the game's just dying, and it's dead, and it's just not the same, you know? It's the metaverse's fault.
Season-wise. And then December is when the new chapter comes out, and that brings more people back and draws a lot of interest back in the game. And that's just a natural point for people who quit playing to get back into the game. And that's why I think it's very relevant to compare it to COD. COD, we don't have like hard player count numbers for. Sorry if this flashbanged you. But we do have Google Trends. And Google Trends isn't the most accurate thing as far as like one-to-one correlation. But what this shows is interesting, I think. So... I did like late 2011 onward. You see, we're at a low point in September. New COD comes out in November. That's a peak. And then it kind of goes down over time until October, September time. You get a peak when the new COD comes out. Goes down over the course of the year.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Call of Duty fans, I don't know if you guys are involved in the COD community at all, but the Call of Duty fans, like, if you think Fortnite players hate the game, the Call of Duty is like right up there too. There's a lot of COD players that hate the COD game. I would say that though, that the Fortnite community has a little bit of an edge on them for like how ridiculous they are.
Where is that low point? Once again, it's September, then you get a peak. The point, like the month or the time before the new release, is always going to be a low point in yearly games like this, because people are fatigued with the content, they're ready for change, and then the new release comes out And there's your change. And then you get a lot of new people back interested in the game.
Man, I just, it's a little bit off topic, but I really just miss that about the world, man. Like growing up with Halo, with Call of Duty, you know how many updates we've ever received for those games? Like 1, 5, 0 updates. We could still it's crazy to me. And this is where I always say it comes down to a personal issue and it comes down to how society has changed. I know that. I'm not wrong in saying that, because we used to be able, like, if something like a Fortnite season came out back in like 2012 when we were playing video games, I guarantee you we could play that very same update and be happy with it forever. That's how it used to be. We are so spoiled. And again, everybody's unhappy now. Everybody's dopamine receptors are completely fried. We don't have the attention span for something like video games anymore.
Maybe people who quit the game.
Sorry, it's sad. It makes me sad because we can get into a ton about the culture of just gamers in general. I hate it, man. I hate how the world's changed.
Maybe new players entirely. And I think that is just very, 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 very natural. And you saw with the COD graph that it was, I think that was like 10 years of data or something like that, of every year, like clockwork, goes down over the course of the year, comes back with a new release.
And I'm so sorry to pause and just go back to what I was saying. There was just one more thing that I wanted to say about that. Like, I'm not somebody who has changed with the times, okay? And I'm going to be honest, I'm very proud about that. My favorite seasons of Fortnite, I guarantee you, and I don't care if you believe me or not, I'm telling you the truth right now. I know myself and I know how I would be. My friends and I could play our favorite seasons forever with no updates. I'm talking Chapter 1, Season 7, 8, Chapter 1, Season X, Chapter 2, Season 2, not Chapter 2, Season 3. That one's a little bit too flooded. I could see that actually getting a little bit stale. But Chapter 2, Season 4, seasons like that, Chapter 2, Season 7, especially Chapter 3, Season 1, forever with no updates. I will enjoy it until the end of time. I know that. I know that. It's because we didn't change with the times.
Fortnite.
And we love each other. We're happy people in general. We treat it like video games.
Does have the advantage in that their new Battle Royale release is free to play, whereas Call of Duty, you had to buy the new multiplayer game. I know COD has Warzone now, but like, you get my point. And so I think because of that yearly cycle, it is very natural for Fortnite to be in a low point in September. And then you can make the argument of people going back to school, whatever. But I think just with the schedule releasing of the game, I think late August, September will always be a low point for Fortnite.
A lot of us aren't shocked by this. A lot of us aren't going crazy about Fortnite dying because this is a yearly cycle. And I understand the conversation that you want to bring up. I understand, okay, the player count is lower compared to previous years. It'll go back up. It'll be okay. UEFN's going to be successful, and it's still the low point that we're at right now is majorly successful.
Get a brief uptick in October because Fortnitemares is usually something the community really likes. November is interesting. The past two Novembers, we had OG Chapter 1 and OG Chapter 2, and both of these seasons were very successful. It is heavily rumored that this November we are getting a Simpsons mini season, and I'm interested to see what this does. My expectation is that this is not going to bring as much hype and it's not going to bring as much interest as the previous mini seasons did.
I'd be shocked if they did. I think it's actually going to be a really, really low count for Fortnite. I can't see a ton of people being like that interested in the seasons or that interested in a collaboration season. Like a Star Wars season makes sense. There's a lot that you can work with there. And Epic Games missed a lot of opportunity the last time they did that. But at least I saw that. And I'm like, okay, that would be fun. And I was looking forward to that. And I did enjoy the season, but Simpsons. And I'm not coming at this from a Star Wars fan. I actually don't really like Star Wars that much. I like the Clone Wars. There's particular Star Wars things that I've liked. I'm coming at this from somebody who's not a big Star Wars guy. I saw the opportunity there. I don't really see the opportunity with the Simpsons season, and I expect the player count to be extremely low that season. Way worse than the Star Wars season. But it's only a month. It'll come back. And I know we're going to hear about how doomed Fortnite is throughout that. But then again, I'm going to wait to judge. That's just my expectations for it. I'm going to play the season. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. But then again, it's also going to capture a lot of casual people. For the first time, my wife's going to play Fortnite because she likes The Simpsons.
Even if it ends up being like Chapter 3 remake with Simpsons, kind of how like last year Chapter 2 remake had like the wrap-up.
Oh no, I didn't think about that. I do not want that at all. I do not want that one little bit. I hated what they did to Chapter 2. I hated it. All these iconic POIs. Oh, it's good. It's not going to be as bad as Ice Spice, but no, no, no. I've never heard about that before. Ugh.
Team with us, Snoop Dogg.
But you know what? I mean, it'll still be fun with the Spider-Man shooters and stuff. Man.
And Eminem. I think even if they do that, Chapter 3 just, it wasn't long enough ago to draw the same hype that, like, Chapter 1 did. So I don't think this mini season will be as much of a hit as the previous two.
If they do the Chapter 3, though, I don't think it'll be as much of a hit as Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. But I still think it would be a big hit if they did do Chapter 3. People loved Chapter 3 in Fortnite.
But I still think when Chapter 7 drops in December that we are going to see a, you know, huge rise in interest in the game again. Players will get back into playing it. And then over the course of the year, it will go down again. And this cycle will just repeat for years on end, like it has with COD, which is another yearly release game. I think those comparisons are very easy to make.
And it's easy to see if you've been following the trends and you don't let, like, social media just dictate your own opinions. It's easy to see. The player count goes down, the player count goes up. People talk about how Fortnite's dead. People talk about how back Fortnite is. It's been consistent since 2018, Chapter 1, Season 5.
Problem that a lot of people point out in the community is that, like, the game is too fragmented at this point. Like, we have Battle Royale, we have Battle Royale Zero Build, we have the OG Battle Royale modes with both builds and zero builds, we have Reload with both builds and zero builds, we have Blitz, and then we also have ranked versions of several of those games. And so, like, you're just dividing the player base so much that Battle Royale doesn't look as popular.
Now, that's a very true, and there still are people on the game, and the Battle Royale counts have been low, but that makes sense because of all the other experiences. Now, I would love for somebody, like, if you could timestamp this and shed some light in the comments for anybody who's educated on the topic. I haven't been following Blitz because I'm personally not interested in Blitz. I get that everybody loves it. It's just not for me. I don't like it. I'm glad you guys like it. Has the hype for Blitz died down? Are people still playing Blitz as much? I haven't been paying attention to that player count, so if anybody could shed some light on that, I'd appreciate it. Because I'm saying, like, I think OG can take off. I don't think that should be permanent, and I think that's been shown, and I know that there's a lot of things they could fix in OG, and if they were to get rid of, like, the bots, skill-based matchmaking, kind of like how it was when it came out in Chapter 1, Season 1, yeah, I'm sure that it would get a fair amount of players, but OG is so ridiculous right now to the point where I think they should just scrap it. Those players will go somewhere else.
And I think that is true to an extent, but I also don't really understand why it's a problem. Like, I think a lot of people's perception is that, like, Epic is going to stop putting as much effort into Battle Royale because they have to maintain all these modes. And I think that's true to an extent, because if you look at Reload and you look at Blitz and then even OG, it's just rehashed old content. Like,
it's not even that. They've also been updating those modes, except with the exception of OG for some reason. And they have Ballistic, too. They've been putting some good work into Ballistic. Like, that game has turned out to be so much more fun recently. If you haven't played the update, go check it out, depending on when you're watching this. I'm recording this video on September 11th, 2025. Sorry, I just started thinking about the specific date, but it's not a conversation for this video. Sorry about that, guys. I lost my train of thought a little bit. People are on the game. That's what matters. There are still lots of people in Battle Royale. There's lots of people in user-generated content. There's lots of people in Reload. That's fine. And Epic Games has proven that they're still very capable of updating Battle Royale consistently. Just look at the seasons specifically. All of the seasons within Chapter 6 have been fun, packed with updates, packed with good, unique updates. They've proven that they can handle it, and the player count's fine.
Reload gets a new map every few months. It's a very small map. And then they just cycle the loot pool amongst items that they already made years ago. When Battle Royale seasons need to get developed, they make new POIs and new weapons and items and mechanics and all that stuff. So, like, way more dev time has to go into maintaining BR.
And you have to, like, have those follow up with the storyline, the changes, the live events that they add.
Then Reload and Blitz and OG. I guess OG, they kind of have to make all that stuff again. But the blueprint is there. So I don't think the fact that Reload exists is drawing so much dev time from Epic and their developers.
Now, this could be my ignorance because I'm not familiar with exactly how, you know, how much time the devs spend in the different things. I'm sure that it is much more difficult than a lot of things, but in comparison to the other modes, I don't imagine something like Fortnite Reload and Fortnite Blitz being all that difficult. Like, again, in comparison, it's difficult. It's difficult, that's for sure. I just don't want you guys to take that the wrong way. I would imagine it's just like, okay, we're going to switch up the loot pool, and that's pretty easy.
And I think that ever since we've had all these modes, people have really complained about how Battle Royale isn't going to get as much support or as much updates. That started in kind of Chapter 5 with, like, the metaverse modes, and I just don't think that was the case. I disliked Chapter 5. I was not a fan of that chapter. But the amount of updates we got throughout and, like, the flow of content throughout the course of the chapter, I think was really solid.
And that's another reason why I love watching Evolve Jake, guys. He's looking at this, like, he has his personal opinions, but he's looking at things for what they are, and I wish that the Fortnite community would do that a little bit more.
Wasn't like we just had long periods of time where there was no updates or no content because Rocket Racing was getting stuff. That just wasn't how it was. even though it wasn't my favorite chapter, I don't think Epic was lazy during that time or ignoring Battle Royale during that time. I think it's just far from the case.
They just tried things that didn't work out for Battle Royale because people didn't like it. People were saying that Epic Games wasn't putting time into it. But as Jake said, it's very evident that they put a lot of time and effort into a lot of Chapter 5.
And
or the entirety of it. So what am I saying?
If you removed Reload and OG and Blitz, I think the Battle Royale player count would look better. But at the end of the day, I don't think Fortnite necessarily cares about like Battle Royale having the most players. They just care about people being on Fortnite. Mm-hmm. That kind of brings us to our next point with Creative. Again, we recently had a stupid brain rot map that kind of like popped off and had more players than Battle Royale for a few hours. And people were like, oh my gosh, this is the end of Battle Royale. This stupid map has more players. And like, I don't really get it personally. For
people are on the game. That's what Epic wants. And Epic Games would, I would imagine Epic Games would rather have a bunch of people on UEFN than just Battle Royale in general. But more people being on Fortnite means more people are more likely to check out other experiences, whether that's an Epic main mode, whether that's user-generated content.
One, a lot of the creative maps, or most of them, are just user-generated content. So, like, if a creative map is popular, that's something somebody made. Epic doesn't have to make that map. There are creative maps that I think Epic does make, and collab maps that I think Epic has a hand in. But for the most part, a creative map doing good shouldn't detract from Battle Royale's development time at all. And for seeing discussion, that seems to be the main concern with Creative, is that like Epic focuses so much on that. But
that's a really good point. I've never actually thought to put that into words. That excellent point. I'm gonna steal that and keep that in mind, Jake.
Epic putting a brain rot map in the news tab or giving it an expanded kind of tile in discovery is not Epic focusing way too much on Creative. That's just them like promoting things that are doing well. And I think a lot of times when we do see maps or things pop off like this, it's more of a fad than anything else, in the sense that like the popularity it gets and the hype it gets is very short-lived. And we've already seen that brain rot map. I don't know what the player count is currently, but I remember it was like doing incredibly well over a weekend, like 400,000 players at peak.
And again, I know it's a conversation for another time, and I know like we'll never really know the true answer, but I still wouldn't be shocked if Epic Games just wanted to like promote that map because it was popular in Roblox and be like, oh my god, 400,000 people are on this map. In reality, it's just like maybe like 50K. That wouldn't shock me at all.
And then I got on Monday and it had 40,000. Like, it was incredibly popular for a few hours, and then it kind of died off over time. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's naturally, I think these creative maps are just going to have less depth and less like replayability than Battle Royale does.
And that's not always going to be the case in time. And this is funny because depending on when you're watching this video, last night I was talking to Loot Station Clark and Dagwami, and we were talking about like how people eventually, and I'm talking years down the road, guys. You remember when Cypher, Ninja, and whoever else was involved with that wanted to make their Project V thing a Battle Royale experience? More and more people are going to be making these types of things, and the content is only going to get better. So you still will have all these maps that are just trending things like Only Up, things like Steal the Brain Rot, but it's only going to get better, and there's going to be experiences that people are going to just be invested in over time.
There might be moments where Battle Royale is less popular, but in the long run, I think Battle Royale, Fortnite's main mode, will still continue to be the most played thing in the long term, even if there are moments where the player count dips because we're in September, people are tired of playing on this map, they're ready for the next chapter, they're ready for the next thing, and we'll be getting that shortly. So,
and it just depends how much focus Epic puts on. If they were putting the amount of focus on Battle Royale that they have been putting in throughout the entirety of Chapter 6, then yeah, I agree with Jake in saying that, but that one's on Epic.
The whole like creative maps doing too good, I just don't view as a problem. And we even had this at the start of Chapter 5. If you remember when Lego Festival and Rocket Racing came out, each of those modes had like incredible player counts on day one, and then they dropped rapidly. And I think a lot of the creative maps will kind of be similar, in the sense that like they might have huge peaks that kind of go away quickly because there's just not as much depth and replayability there. At least that's what I expect to happen. And even if there is a creative map that's, you know, 2 million players every day, why is that a bad thing? Like, I just don't really view the problem with it like some people.
I'm with Jake on that. There is no problem with it. Like, there really isn't. People are on the game. That's not bad. That's a good thing.
We'll do. I enjoy playing Battle Royale still. I still have a lot of interest in Battle Royale. And if there's some brain rot map that for some reason a lot of kids are playing, it's not affecting Battle Royale. I just play the thing I want to play.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if Epic Games was just halting an update to promote Steal the Brain Rot, but they're not doing that. And this is what I find myself agreeing with Jake on as well. I don't see what the big deal is. Who cares what other people play? I like playing Fortnite Reload. I like playing Ballistic. Jake likes playing Battle Royale. You might like playing a different mode. Who cares? That's the beauty of Fortnite and what Fortnite is becoming. People are on the game. It's in a healthy state. That's good. We all like to play our own things.
Same way if you went to a restaurant, if there's something on the menu you don't like, you just don't order that. You don't like complain and leave the restaurant in an angry huff because there's something on the menu.
The chicken noodle soup just isn't the same. Like, nobody's ordering the chicken noodle soup anymore. It's dying.
That wasn't there for you personally.
This restaurant is dying.
And that seems to be the way a lot of the community looks at things.
Yes.
And the way Epic probably looks at things is that as long as people are playing Fortnite, they're happy.
Yes.
There will be a time where Battle Royale isn't the most played thing, but like, as long as people are playing Fortnite, Fortnite isn't going anywhere. And even Battle Royale, while we're at a low point, I really don't think it is going anywhere anytime soon. But
and again, this low point that we're at is a phenomenal state for a video game.
That is going to be it for this video. As always, if you guys did
find guys, this, please, again, go show Jake some love in the pinned comment description down below. The links will be there. Actually, guys, we've talked a lot about the game dying recently, and I think that's my favorite video that we've taken a look at so far. And my apologies. I don't know if you guys want the repetitive topics over here on this channel, because we've been talking a lot about the player count and the state of the game lately. At the end of the day, it's what people have been talking about, the community. We are a community-based channel over here, and we have years of content, too. I'm not going anywhere, okay? There is one specific video that I wanted to make on this particular topic, so I don't know if I'm going to give a break. I don't know what I'm going to plan for my following upload, but expect that. Unless another video like this pops up, I guess we'll find out. But if you have not seen it already, we already did react to Cypher PK's take on the situation with the Roblox, the player count, all of that stuff. You can check it out right here. I'd love to have you over there. Thank you for watching, everybody. Take care, guys.